somebody building the ark? Has Noah been notified that we need an ark? The rain this spring and summer has been unbelievable, hasn't it? My gosh. Incredible. Fargo got whacked with a bunch of rain last night that has caused some impacts, including water restrictions in place for an area north of I-94, east of 25th Street. That's called the Broadway Interceptor System. The city of Fargo is holding a press release, press conference rather, this hour. They put out a press release on the water restrictions. And again, due to a large amount of rain last night, couple of thunderstorms rolling through, some in the 7, 8, 9 o'clock area, some in the middle of the night area, but just brought a whole bunch of rain again. And whether it's the oil patch or whether it's eastern North Dakota and points in between, this has just been one brutal, wet spring and summer, and it continues. Here's the latest on the biggest concern right now, and that is the wastewater treatment plant. Bruce grew up in the city of Fargo moments ago with this advice.
When we have high-intensity rains like this, the sanitary sewer collection system in the city is one of the first things that we're concerned with. And we had that last night, obviously. The city is currently served by three major interceptor sewers. The Broadway interceptor, which serves the east and central parts, essentially the older parts of the city, and then the west side interceptor that serves the western part of the city, and then a new interceptor that we just finished construction on a couple of years ago called the 45th Street interceptor. Overnight, due to the rain and partially due to street flooding, the Broadway interceptor sewer is what was problematic for us, and that's what prompted us to put out a plea to residents that live within that Broadway interceptor sewer service area, which is essentially north of I-94 and east of 25th Street, to restrict water use until noon today. The good news is, at 4 o'clock this morning at the wastewater treatment plant, the influent levels coming into the plant were at 17.5 feet, almost a record for us. As of about 6 o'clock this morning, it had reduced to 14 feet. Our scare point at that influent station coming into the wastewater plant is about 16.5. So the good news is we are recovering as a precautionary measure. We have asked that water be restricted until noon today within that area served by the Broadway interceptor. So there is some good news, but we're not quite out of the woods yet.
Mayor Denny Wallacker hosting a press conference here.
One of the points that we want to make is as people are going to work this morning, they're not seeing much. April will be up here in a second to talk about what we're going to do out here on 2nd Street. But what people have to understand is the reason this whole process starts to recover is because of the improvements that have been made over the last 10 or 15 years. And I think that's extremely important. That's why our transportation, we don't, as far as I know, do not have an underpass in Fargo now that's impacted and so forth. But the bottom line is this. We need the next 10 days. We need 2 days for sure just to recover some of the wastewater treatment process. But for the not only for the river, but for the drains, drain 3 and drain 10 and drain 40, drain 3 is probably at 50 to 60% of capacity. Drain 10 is probably at 60 to 70% of capacity. And drain 40 is probably at 80% or higher. So for all of that water to work its way north, it's going to take some time. So hopefully we'll get that. One of their concerns are is the high humidities and so forth and the temperatures this week and so forth, because nobody forecasts what happened last night. So April will give us a...
Yeah, it's true. And here's, by the way, what happened last night that Mayor Wallacker is talking about, the causes, the impacts here that he's talking about. 3.96 inches in at the Fargo Hector International Airport. But listen to this kind of run-through of area rain showers. Wolverton, just a little bit south of Fargo Moore, had 9 inches of rain. Oakport Township, just across the river into north of Moorhead, 6.3 inches. Storms that rolled through eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota last night dropped heavy rains early this morning. And that's an inordinate amount of rain. Incredible when you look at what happened there, according to the National Weather Service. A couple of impacts of fire believed to have started from a lightning strike, heavily damaged a home in the 7,000 block of 9th Street North in Oakport overnight. The residents of the home were able to get out safely. By the way, Hitterdahl 2.85 inches. 2.5. Hatton 2. Hitterdahl 2.5. Hatton 2.85. But very odd. Rosse, for instance, got a tenth of an inch. So it obviously was dependent on where those storms parked. Also, heavy rain in Fargo caused the sewer to back up at the Furco YMCA in downtown Fargo. That'll be closed all day. Because of those impacts, the big story, I guess, that the water restrictions are in place until noon today. So if you live north of I-94 in Fargo, east of 25th Street, you're asked to restrict the water use until noon so that sewer system has an opportunity to recover. All right? And you have the latest there from the city of Fargo. Also, the North Broadway Bridge is closing. They're doing that because of the rising river level as well. Rain. Keep you up last night, Mark?
Yes, it was frightening. My feet began to get prehensile, and I felt when I wanted to curl into a little ball.
Well, around that 8 or 9 o'clock time frame, we had some pretty good thunder boomers, but then a whole other round coming in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and right over there by your church and your house.
So, you know, these impacts, I guess, 4 to...
Nine,
if you take the worst of it, up there by down by Wolverton, came in a relatively short period of time. I mean, that's the other thing.
You know, we were already under a flood alert in a lot of places until Thursday, so they're probably going to change and expand the range of the flood watch and warnings.
Yeah, so it's just the hits keep on coming. There's no other way to describe this.
When you have deluge like that, how long does it take to really impact the red, for example? What's, because you're seeking through the whole system.
Well, that's what I think they're watching closely because,
yeah.
You know, that's a lot in a hurry in the river. So, anyway, that's the big story of the day, and we'll continue to watch that for you as well. What else is big news?
Obama climate change, declared war on coal, declared war on the Keystone, declared war on our economy.
Is any of that new, though? I mean, is this what's new in what Obama's suggesting here? To me, he's obviously going a little more towards the radical environmentalist side. Obviously, he's free to do that now because he doesn't have another election. Really, this has been his view all along, hasn't it? He's just maybe saying it a little more clearly.
But it's absurd.
Well, I agree.
But the timing of it, is this misdirect? I mean, nobody mentioned Benghazi the whole time or the IRS or NSA or, this seems... almost laughable. I was listening to Mark Levin last night. I got his book here. And he says carbon dioxide, if you had a football stadium and you had 10,000 people in it, 4 of them would be carbon dioxide. He's got research in here where the 30s were by far the hottest decade. And this is bogus. The great scientist in here that he cites used to think global warming might have been caused by some greenhouse gases. But no, it's the sun. It's like what I've been saying all along. The sun seems to cause things to get warmer.
You know, it is a very twisted view with designs on a utopian viewpoint that would destroy the economy.
But I want
and fix nothing on the climate. So there's ulterior motives at work.
But look at a globe of the world. First of all, we've got 75% of it is water, and here's the United States of America. If we went back and all lived in a cave and rode a trike,
nothing.
China, yeah. We got 4 billion people cooking outside, burning coal by the zillions.
Yeah.
Their hair's on fire. That's they can't afford razors, so they just burn it off. You know, just coal and trees burning right and left.
That's why I'm saying the utopian part of this is to suggest, if we did everything they suggest, would further damage our economy.
Destroy our economy and everyone else would benefit at our unilateral shutting down carbon dioxide, which doesn't hurt anything.
And meanwhile, the net effect to the
zero.
Overall environment because of these other countries. Zero, exactly right.
Remember it was global cooling in the 70s?
I do.
You know, my goodness, isn't it wonderful? I love global warming. But they said if they cut if the entire world cut CO2 in half, Stein says maybe by 2100 we could possibly lower the temperature one half.
I think I know what President Obama needs. He needs to breathe some clean North Dakota air.
He does.
Which, by the way, we have coal plants, right? So come here and see coal plants coexist with clean air, and maybe that would clear his head a little bit.
Well, maybe he's got pollution of the brain.
Heidi Heitkamp, I'd invite him to come here and see it firsthand. Be part of the North Dakota miracle.
And then, of course, racism. You know, Sharpton says it's back.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Common Sense Club straight ahead.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is the program we call What's on Your Mind, the preview show, to tell you what we'll be tackling in the way of topics. As we're joined by 550 K-Fire, KLTC in Dickinson, KCJB in Minot, and of course, the stations you're listening to right now, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. Steve Bakken and I will be opening up the phones and tackling a couple of topics on our mind, and welcome yours as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for a full hour. We're trying to track down the National Weather Service so we can go around the horn weather-wise. What kind of a night did you have in Bismarck Mandan last night, Steve?
Wasn't bad. Everything slid off to the east. I tell you what, though, last night when I got done with softball and I was driving home and you could see the storms, and I pulled up the radar because you could see the lightning after it got dark. I'd gone home and took the dogs out for a little run and got home, And you could see the lightning off in the distance, like, wow, those are big thunderheads. So I pulled up the radar on my phone to see where it was. Those storms were over Fargo. And you could see them from Bismarck.
Is that right? And you're seeing the lightning and everything.
You could see the lightning because the thunderheads were, the tops on those were so tall. You could see the storms that were hitting Fargo last night in Bismarck.
Wow. Yeah, well,
it was impressive.
And that would have been what time? About 9 o'clock or so?
No, actually, it was about 11:30, 12 o'clock-ish.
Okay. So it was the later ones. All right.
Yeah, when that second system went through.
It was enough about 12:30 to shake things up a little bit, that's for sure. And you know,
kind of what we had on Saturday night here in Bismarck.
Listen to this. 9 inches at Wolverton, according to the Weather Service. Or areas around Wolverton, up to 9 inches.
In a very short period of time.
And what's odd is that the Fargo Airport had 4 inches, and across the river at Oakport, 6.3 inches. So it was you know, so anyway, we'll and just in a very short period of time.
Question I have is, farmers have anything left in their fields?
Yeah, well, the impacts there. So anyway, but I just blown away by this weather. It's incredible.
Gee, does that exacerbate the point that we need a farm bill?
Yeah, we're going to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer about that. We had Senator John Hoeven scheduled, and then they ended up scheduling a bunch of votes, so they must not have the What's on Your Mind scheduled down.
Well, what are they thinking?
I don't know what they're thinking about. They clearly are.
They need to get their things in order.
During the show yesterday, towards the end of the program, we were talking a little bit about we had Dale Wetzel on to talk about this story concerning the investigation into deleted emails in the account of Dean Brashani, the president of NDSU. And we were forwarded a letter that Dean Brashani, President Brashani, had sent to the campus community. And we didn't get a chance. We mentioned, I think, the letter, but we didn't get a chance to really talk about it in any great detail. But it's a rather bizarre letter. And we're gonna dig into that a little bit today. I think what he's saying in the letter, if I can decipher it, is that, number one, why would I even respond to these charges? Because, you know, I'm a person of integrity, and obviously I didn't do this. So, but he said, obviously, I decided I had to respond. And then also, claiming his email was hacked by someone in the university system office, I don't think it's hacking. I think it's a case of, obviously, the universities work underneath the university system, and, you know, it'd be no different than, in your case, Clear Channel being able to say, you know, who's Steve conversing with. In other words, if it's an email account at work, is that hacking? You know, hacking gives this idea that, I've compromised your account. And this is the language he's using, so this is some palace intrigue here that I think deserves a little digging into and see what
There's work email, which is the property of work. Any correspondence you have through your job is subject to the constraints put on your employer. If you got a Hotmail or a Yahoo or a Gmail account, that's your private account. But if you've got a company email, then that's under the scrutiny of your company, and that's well within their rights.
Yeah, I would think most people, especially those that are working for taxpayers, would expect that. Seems pretty normal to me, but we're going to ask the audience about that today because this letter is worthy, I think, of a little bit of additional scrutiny and some insight and analysis from the wise audience of the What's on Your Mind vast network. So we're going to throw that out there today.
The thing that popped up to me on the letter was the way it was worded. It was like, it almost sounded like, well, I'm in this position. It's a position of power and a position of trust, so I should be beyond reproach. That's kind of the way I took it. That this is my job, so I'm honest. It's part of the job. I don't know. Maybe I just read something into it. I'm not sure. But
We're going to read it. We're going to see what. I got a little of that out of it too, and we'll see if the audience agrees. Do you think Senator Heidi Heitkamp, since she's close with President Obama, to invite him to North Dakota, maybe breathe some of America's cleanest air and see how the war on coal isn't exactly impacting our clean air here?
You know, it's amazing to me how Oliver and Mercer County just get an A+, which doesn't get given out very often, an A+ rating from the American Cancer Society or Lung Society, but coal's bad. Coal's horribly bad. Those are our two big coal producing counties, and they don't get it. North Dakota does not fit into that one-size-fits-all solution to everything that the federal government has. It doesn't matter if it's the EPA, it doesn't matter if it's the Corps of Engineers. It doesn't fit when you throw a blanket over North Dakota.
That's why the president doesn't come here. It would put a dent in his...
Yeah. And we are one of the few states that he hasn't been to yet.
There you go. Not as president. So check a few boxes. We asked our Facebook friends this question, and Joe said, that sounds like a great idea that is guaranteed not to happen. Jason says, it would do no good. It would do no good. Travis says, does Obama even know North Dakota exists or is a state? That'd be my first question. Don't mean to sound sarcastic, but in today's climate, one has to ask that question because some in higher offices in Washington, D.C. don't know where states are or how many states the United States really has.
Hey, that's a good thing, right? If we're not here, we don't have to pay taxes. They don't know we're here, right?
Yeah. Anyway, that's one of the topics we'll tackle today on the program. Kevin Cramer will be here for his weekly appearance to discuss the House Farm Bill, this climate change plan that the president has announced. Is there anything new in this? He's just, I guess he's a little more overt in his war on coal, but that's not a surprise to anybody, is it?
I don't think so. It's just now it's out in the press. Timing to me is a little suspicious, though. You know, it's old news to a certain degree if you've been following this through this administration's path when it comes to environmental issues. But is it a big to-do about nothing when you've got so many other things going on? Is it kind of a smokescreen to draw attention from something else?
Anyway, we look forward to chatting with you about it and that and more coming up on the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned for that. Bishop John Fulda, the new bishop of the Fargo Catholic Diocese, is going to join us later this hour, too, in sports next. Don't go away. This is the What's On Your Mind preview show with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hammond. Mark Skogerbo in sports coming up next right after this short timeout. Don't touch that dial.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's a big news day. Expecting some action out of the Supreme Court. We're obviously watching closely the impacts from all this rain around the region. Keeping an eye on that. What'd you say, Chris? Wait. Supreme Court will be in at 9 our time. And so we know these rulings will happen today. So that'll be, as I mentioned, some news. What else? Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us on the program. Oh, John Fulda is going to be the new bishop of the Fargo Diocese before the end of the hour, which I'm looking forward to our first conversation with him. We have a shepherd for the flock.
Isn't that wonderful?
As Catholics in eastern North Dakota now.
All flocks, whether they be in apartment or jobs or businesses, need shepherds.
They do. We all need a shepherd, don't we?
We all do.
Yeah.
We all do.
Exactly right. And so... We'll talk with the newest shepherd for I think there's about 90,000 Catholics in eastern North Dakota, as I recall.
Wow.
I think that's the number.
Some beautiful old cathedrals and some beautiful new ones like yours.
Did you see the photo in the Grand Forks or the Fargo Forum today?
Mm.
There is a photo of St. Anne's and Joachim Church, which is this beautiful cathedral in South Fargo. It's a bit of a landmark down there now on 52nd and 25th. That you can see from the interstate there, pretty much. And there is a bolt of lightning. I mean, one of those just, you know, wicked bolts that sort of puts the hair on the back of your neck up a little bit. And it's, I guess, be the to the south of the church. But they've taken a photo of it where the lightning bolt is behind the church. But it's a big photo in today's Fargo Forum Metro State section, so check that out. All right, in addition to the news and the other things we're going to do, we're going to do some sports here. And that's what Mr. Mark Skogerbo is here, who hosts also the Common Sense Club later on these very radio stations as the chairman of the Common Sense Club. And you're wearing your lucky green today.
Well, I am.
So does that mean the Twins will win tonight?
Well, I should hope so. I think there was some, shall we say, warmth in the air in Miami, some exuberance as hundreds of thousands of Heat fans just ramped up the enthusiasms, and somehow, with a lot of help from the Twins, who had three errors in a game. I mean, the Twins are usually just sure-handed as mountain goats are with their feet. But three errors, and they basically booted themselves out of the game after this great Correa pitched a great, you know, first 93 pitches.
It's a nice way of saying the Twins blew it.
The Twins blew it. Yeah. But there's quite a story in their pitcher, Fernandez. He tried to escape from Cuba three times. Finally, on the fourth effort, he gets out in raging seas, the 90-some-mile trip over to Key West. His mother falls out of the boat. He jumps in and saves her. And, you know, when you go through that, a bases loaded is not going to give you the willies too bad. This guy's tough young man. Looked really good. So Miami has some brights. They're professionals, you know, on a given night, and they strung their hits together. They bunched all of their power, and then we helped them with three errors. And so it goes. But the happiness baseball story to me is Red Hawks are really doing great. They won again. The Red Hawks are in first place by 2.5 games now. They're exercising some mastery.
You don't have to make any excuses for the Redhawks, kind of like you do for the Twins.
That's well said, I'm sorry to say. Now, great news for this area. Unprecedented demand for NDSU because of back-to-back football titles over at, you know, they had to turn away 1,300 season tickets at the Fargo Dome. Then, big news from Staples, Morehead State. We broke the story yesterday. Ex-Dragons player will be the head coach of the Grizzlies. How cool is that?
It is. You know where Staples, Minnesota is?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
So
right.
Have I.
You know, there's a place there where I had some pizza once called Twisted Sisters.
You remember a pizza place in Staples, Minnesota?
Named Twisted Sister. Wow. Yeah, well, how do you ever forget a name like that?
Well, that's a good point, I guess.
But he was at, you know, Morehead State. The Dragon is, it's pretty cool anyway. He had quite a minor league record and, you know, he's going to make $2 million coaching basketball players. And then Southern Miss, another fascinating story. Coming here, Brett Favre's old alma mater is going to play in basketball here in November. They were 27-10 last year, quarterfinals of the NIT. Big deal. You know, they're a really great, great nationally ranked team. And now they are decompressing the response of the Blackhawks are saying, well, they don't have to. They got great salary cap buffer. They believe they can keep their whole team together for at least 2-3 more years. They're looking like 2-peat, 3-peat. You know, they've won 2 out of the last 3 years. And on the other hand, the Wild really want to figure out a way to keep Cullen because he was playing great last year, even though he's, you know, he's about half my age, so he's getting old.
By the way, one quick correction. The Lightning Bolt.
Yeah.
An emailer just pointed this out that was listening this morning said, the photo caption says the Lightning Bolt was west of St. Sam's in Joachim. And I just took a quick glance at the photo and assumed it was a shot from the north to the south, but he's right. So thank you. It is west.
It's hard to tell when you look at just kind of a streak like that.
Yeah, I was turned around as to what direction I was looking at the church from. So
and now you're turned the other way. That works a lot better.
Yeah, but you see that photo? Isn't that something?
It's magnificent.
That is a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Light from above.
Yeah. And
the new bishop and all.
There was a lot of it last night. So anyway,
yeah.
Wanted to correct that. If you go look at that and say, I thought he said it was south. No.
Yeah. Well then.
Another comment from a listener says, hey, guys, it was not just the 3 errors. It was the lack of timely hitting with runners in scoring positions.
Yes.
One of the guys pulling in the big bucks going to start earning it.
Yes.
You agree with all that?
No. Joe is still hitting really great. He's in the top four, and he's got more home runs. But Morneau's 3 home runs, something that is just way off. He's right. Morneau is getting decent average. He's got a lot of runs batted in, but he's not hitting the big ball. The Twins, they showed some life in the last homes, but too many runners left on base. They've had all kinds of bases loaded opportunities this year that they have blown.
All right, so that's the sports. Thank you, Mr. Mark. Mark is the freedom poet, and he is our great educator on the Founding Fathers. Takes us to school. I love going back to school with you.
And, thank you, man.
And hearing about the genius of our Founding Fathers. And it's my calm in the storm, of which there is so many examples of an assault on what the Founding Fathers envisioned for this country and our Constitution and everything else going on these days.
Yeah.
So bring me back to school today. What are we going to talk about?
Okay. You know, I think we've got to start with George Washington. These Freedom Minutes, I've done many of them. I probably have 50 of them that are within a second or two of a minute. Most of them right at a minute. This one is one of the saddest omissions that educators have allowed is the fact that our first president was believed to be bulletproof. George was one of 86 officers who led a large British expedition against the French and Indian forces in 1755 when they were ambushed, and he was the only officer who wasn't killed that was mounted. Years later, a great Indian chief came to tell Washington through an interpreter, "I am chief and ruler over my tribes and many other tribes. I've traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I called to my young men and said, 'Mark yon tall and daring warrior. He's not of the redcoat tribe. He hath an Indian's wisdom, and his warriors fight as we do. He himself is alone and is exposed. Quick aim your rifles and he dies. Our rifles know not how to miss, but a power mightier than we shielded you. I am old, but I must tell you a prophecy. Listen, The Great Spirit protects that man, pointing at Washington. He will become chief of nations, and a people yet unborn will hail him as the founder of a mighty empire. I am come to pay homage to the man who is a particular favorite of heaven and cannot die in battle. This fact of history can still bless those of us who know God established America for his purposes.
I love that.
Thank you.
He is bulletproof.
He was, and every kid in America knew it until 1900. But you see, that doesn't resonate with the atheist Darwinian that we just are an accident, a freak of nature, rather than created, as all of our founding fathers, including George Washington, believed.
So if you were a history teacher in a public school, how would you tell the story of George Washington?
Just like that. He and the anecdotal evidence about his bulletproofness is so pervasive that Dave Barton wrote a whole book about it called The Bulletproof George Washington. For example, he knew, and then George Washington knew about it by the time he got to the Revolutionary War 20-some years later, to where he literally would rode between himself and the firing line of the British, 30 yards away. His troops would cover their eyes when the shots rang. And he would be unscathed. A sniper who was the best shot in the British Army had him in his sights and could not pull the trigger. Could not. George looked at him, and he froze. He said, this man is absolutely spiritually protected.
I love the story that, this happened, and I guess you win the battle and you move on. But years later, this Indian chief coming back and saying, hey, I want you to know we had the best of the best going for this guy, and those arrows were just flinging everywhere.
He had four bullet holes through his coat. Later on, they found a belt buckle that said GW in the field there in Pennsylvania, which wasn't George Walker Bush, and two horses shot out from under him. He wrote to his mother and his brother about the great providence of God. We probably wouldn't have even heard about this except that his great friend Dr. Craig was with him, who had been with them in the French and Indian War battle in Pennsylvania, and was there as a witness to the great chief of the Indians, because George was so humble, he wouldn't even tell people stuff like this, except his intimate, his mother and brother.
And do we know how badly they were outnumbered?
They outnumbered the Indians like 2,500 to 700. But they were ambushed and just decimated. And George and Ben Franklin pleaded with the pompous Brits to not march like that, to protect themselves, they were single file through the woods for 4 miles. George Washington said it was one of the most beautiful sights he'd ever seen.
Unbelievable. That's an amazing story. Thank you for the Freedom Minute.
Yep.
Inspires me for the day. 67 in Fargo at this hour, 63 in Bismarck, and by the way, a lot of rain. A lot of rain last night. In some places, as much as 9. Airport, 4.
Wow.
6 across the river, almost 7. And now, because the red is on the rise from all that rain, Fargo officials say they are securing contractors to build a small dike on 2nd Street that would extend both north and south of Main Avenue starting today. Obviously, there'll be some traffic issues in downtown Fargo. Fargo police said as of 5 a.m., streets were underwater at 11 locations. Some streets remain barricaded as of 8 a.m.
Wow.
Police urge drivers to respect the barricades. Some drivers are going around them and gotten stalled in 3 to 5 feet of water. Not good. Officials said street flooding particularly a problem in the area of 12th Avenue North and Fargo's Industrial Park. And the city is shutting stormwater outlet gates to the river, and city will activate lift stations throughout the day. Remember, if you're north of I-94 east of 25th, restrict your water use until noon today. Impacts from last night's rain. Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Catholic Diocese, the new bishop. When we come back, our newsmaker of the morning. Don't go away.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott to get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
North Dakota's gain is Nebraska's loss. As our 8 o'clock newsmaker today is someone new to the community and new in the role as Bishop of the Fargo Diocese. Bishop John Fulda joins us today on the program. Bishop Fulda, welcome. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you on the program today. We have a couple of minutes to chat here today. Looking forward to chatting in the future as well about your new position and a few days in, and we're welcoming you with some crazy weather. Did you sleep okay last night?
Well, actually, I did because I'm in Jamestown, and we're doing some visits to some parishes around the diocese, so I missed the heavy weather in Fargo last night.
Well, that's good. What's your impression so far a few days into the new job?
Well, I'm busy, and I'm on the go a lot. I'm learning, and the people have been wonderful. Everybody's been very welcoming, very helpful, and it's been a great experience. The days fly by, I can tell you that.
What is a bishop's most important job?
Well, I think my first responsibility is to pray for the people that are here in the diocese, and also to teach them the faith effectively and to help them to know the faith, and certainly to give the kind of guidance and leadership that our people and parishes need. So it's kind of a threefold mission, and certainly the heart of every day for me is to celebrate the Mass, to celebrate the Eucharist, and to offer that for the people of the diocese. So that's kind of the basic responsibility that any pastor, any bishop has.
This is the year of faith, right? So what a great opportunity for a new bishop, a new shepherd for the flock of the Fargo Catholic Diocese, of which I am one, and it feels complete to have a bishop again. So I know you've been welcomed with open arms. What do you most suggest for faithful Catholics in this year of faith to start to better know their faith? Where would you suggest folks start?
Well, the starting point, I think, is always going to be prayer, because that's really where our relationship with the Lord gets its footing. And so I think beginning with prayer, beginning with participation in Mass and the sacraments, Pope Benedict, when he called for the year of faith over a year ago, he encouraged participation in the sacraments as a necessary aspect of our faith lives. And he's, I think, inviting our people back to the celebration of the sacraments if they've been away, and if they've been faithful participants, then just to deepen their participation. And then beyond that, certainly there's a need for us to know our faith, to understand it better. And so, you know, to go back to the sources, to read the scriptures, and certainly to have reference and get to know the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is a great source for all of us to know the teachings of our faith, and really to be conversant in those and to know them as well as we know just the other ordinary aspects of knowledge that we gather through the course of our days and our lives, so that we can share that faith with others. So I think really prayer, study, and then sharing that faith with the people around us too.
North Dakota, because of the recent legislative session, has been a pro-life leader in passing some of the most pro-life legislation in the state. Are you aware of that? And talk a little bit about how you will continue to speak out about that all-important issue of life.
I am aware of it. Of course, even before I came to North Dakota, I was aware of it because the legislation made national news. So you know, we all were watching what was going on in North Dakota with admiration, and I'm filled with admiration, and I continue to be. I think that in many ways North Dakota has become the leader, kind of the trailblazer in the U.S. I'm also aware that that legislation is being challenged, and so my hope is that it will withstand the challenges and be able to take on the force of law and remain that way, so that the culture of life can really be restored in this state, but also throughout the country. And I think it's a good beginning, and hopefully it'll stand fast.
I'm horribly biased because our kids have been a product of the John Paul II Catholic School Network here locally, so I'm a big advocate, and full disclosure, always mention that when I talk about all the great things in the school. But as bishop, talk a little bit about what you'll do to encourage more folks to consider Catholic schools.
Well, I'm a product of Catholic schools myself. From first through 12th grades, I was in Catholic schools in Omaha, and so I'm a big supporter. And I taught in Catholic schools when I was a priest in the Diocese of Lincoln, and I really see the value of Catholic education. I think that there's something singular about the ability for our students to touch on aspects of the faith in whatever subject matter they're working in. You know, the teachers have the ability throughout the day to really bring in aspects of faith into their teaching, which helps our students to see their faith, their religion, not just as something that happens on Sunday, but it's a daily experience for them. And, you know, even the opportunity to participate in the Mass through the course of the week is something that is beyond words as far as its value is concerned. So I'm a big fan. I share your bias. I'm with you all the way on that. And I can only encourage our people, where Catholic schools are available, I can only encourage them to use those schools, because I think there's such a long-lasting value. value for our students.
A great blessing. Absolutely. Well, consider us soldiers in your army, even here on secular radio, ready to do whatever we need to do for what's most important in this world. Bishop John Fulda, welcome, and we look forward to future conversations. All the best to you. Blessings.
Thank you very much. God bless.
More after this on the Common Sense Club and What's On Your Mind.
Message Consulting speaks. Anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesset Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to NessetConsulting.com or find the link at BakkenBeacon.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.